Electric.
Hello, my name is Al. You're from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Julia?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking the call. We have a client interview scheduled today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Perfect. I just got to ask you your security question first. What is your mother's maiden name?
It's Salazar.
That's correct. All right, let's go ahead and review the information on the account. I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. Let's review the information. I have the company name as Zeus Electrical Contractor.
Correct.
Thank you. The address is 1417 Tula Court, City of San Elizario, Texas, 79849.
Yes, sir.
Is there an apartment or suite number to that address?
No, sir.
Okay, and I have the email as zeuselectricalcontractor@gmail.com?
Correct.
Thank you. The phone number I have here is 915-247-1467?
Correct.
Perfect. I'm not sure if John explained to you, but we also offer another service here where we can generate another local number for the company. This doesn't have any additional charge. And that would be the number that is promoted to your clients. When they call that number, the calls are still routed to the number you just confirmed. And with this on the dashboard, you're able to view the call history, filter out calls, or block calls. Do you want us to make a new phone number for the company?
What would that do? Like, let's say if they call the 247, or, I mean, what's the difference from them?
I think they can just keep a better track of how many calls they're getting and how many...
Oh, okay. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it's to track the calls on the dashboard, so you can block the calls, filter out calls, or just see the call history in general on the dashboard. It's optional if you... the calls are still going to be the number you have now. We just promote a different number, and the system routes the calls to you right away.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, well, go ahead and do that. By the way, do you want your address to be visible to your clients?
No.
Okay, no problem.
No, because no clients come to our house. Basically, what we do is do service calls, so we go to the client's home and provide services.
Definitely. We'll make sure that's omitted.
Yeah.
Perfect. And does your business have a website?
No, we don't. We would like that to be provided to us.
Definitely. We're going to go ahead and just see what domain name options are available. One second.
I have gotten one once, but I didn't know how to.
So my husband, he's also the owner of Zeus. He says that he had purchased a website so that he could.
www.zeuselectrical.com.
Uh-huh. But once we tried to do it, we weren't able to do anything with it. Yeah.
Okay, but he has two options there. If he remembers his username and password for that website, we can use that domain, or we can just create a new domain like zeuselectricalcontractor.com and create a new domain and website for you.
Yeah, that's fine if you can do that for us. Yeah, because he's not going to.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
Definitely get to work on that. You're going to be sent a notification once the website is up and running. And while you're our client, we're going to maintain and design the website for you. Now, if one day you choose to discontinue the service, you'll have the opportunity to purchase the domain name at a one-time fee of $99 in case you want to keep that and design it elsewhere.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and continue. We're going to go ahead and discuss the keywords, which are what your clients are going to type online to find your business. I see you're an electrician.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and read a list, and you let me know if you want me to remove or add anything. I'll begin. I have electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, electrical wiring, electrical outlet installation, electrical fixture installation, electrical panels, electrical installations, electrical replacements, electrical repairs, main panel installation,
Yes.
And the last thing is main panel upgrades.
Yes. Can you also include EV stations?
EV chargers?
Yeah, we also do the EV charging stations.
Okay, EV chargers and EV stations, right?
Yes.
Got it. Anything else?
How about ceiling fan installations?
Okay.
Usually a lot of people, yeah.
I think most of the time they're with those That's pretty. Like all, anything else we can always add, right, later on.
Can we always add other keywords?
Yeah, we're actually going to send this to your email, and when you review it, you can add or remove anything from there by replying to the email, or once the dashboard is up and running, you're going to be able to edit the keywords from there as well.
Okay, great, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm looking at your Google Business profile, and it has a lot of reviews. Let me just check that out 1 second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I see things like knowledgeable, efficient. And highly recommended. Is there anything else your clients have told you that they like about your business?
Let me go into my... Because I have... we work with insurances, and I can view the surveys that they...
Ah, okay. Just like some points that your clients like. Maybe it's the prices you offer, the customer service, anything.
Well, this one says Zeus Electrical and their staff members are exceptional. They mentioned me, and the contractors who came to my house were so kind, professional, explained everything in detail, and completed the work efficiently. I highly recommend them for your electrical needs. They are top-notch. The other ones say one-time professional friendly, great customer service.
With the insurance, but we have a 5-star.
Yeah. So we have a 5-star review with the home warranty. Let me see. Very professional service, arrived in time. They took the time to explain the problem and the solution. Excellent service, quick and perfectly done. Courteous and professional. Prompt service.
Perfect. Good. I added all those points here. Efficient, highly exceptional service, kind, professional, top-notch, friendly service, punctual, communicative, timely service, and not. I see that's kind of like the general comments you're getting. Perfect. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read off some mission statement options. One second. These are going to be used on the website that we're going to create for you. And you let me know which one of these four options you prefer.
Okay.
Perfect. 1 second. Our first option would be, as Sue's electrical contractor, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Okay, option two would be, at Sue's electrical contractor, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work.
Okay.
The next option would be, at Sue's electrical contractor, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last option would be, at Sue's electrical contractor, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Yeah, number four.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and set that up. By the way, does your company have a tagline or slogan? Some companies use these like on business cards or stickers on the side of a vehicle. Usually it's a very short phrase, kind of how Nike uses Just Do It.
Uh-huh. You know what? We don't. We usually, I mean, they know us by our emblem that we use. It's the Zeus. But that's it. We don't have like a word or anything.
No problem. This is optional. We're just asking in case you do, so we can add that to the advertisement. But if you ever do set one up, let us know, and we'll be glad to add that right away.
Okay, great.
Perfect. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, I'm sorry. No, he's taking a call right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. By the way, what year did you start your business?
It is 2020. 2020.
I'm sorry, what was
that? What year did we start our business?
Yes, 2020.
Perfect. And how many people work in your business?
We have 5 people.
Thank you. And I assume you do residential work? Do you also do commercial work?
Yes, sir.
Both, okay. And let me check here. On the file, it says you work 24 hours Monday through Friday.
Yes, we do. It's our general hours are from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. We do get emergency calls, so they will call us, you know, they can call us after 5.
Ah, okay. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's Monday to Friday with emergency services available.
Yes, correct.
Got it. By the way, what forms of payment do you accept?
It's cash, check, and credit card. We do the Square.
Oh, perfect. Cash, check, and credit card. No problem. Does that also include...
Can you take off check, please?
Oh, okay. No problem. I'll remove that. By the way, regarding credit cards, do you also accept American Express?
Yes. The Square accepts any type of credit card. Any
type of credit card. Okay. Perfect. And is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Thank you. By any chance, do you remember your electrician contractor number? License
yes.
Number?
Yes, it's 35186.
I'll repeat that. 35186?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, I see you live in the city of San Elisario. That's in Texas. Do you want us to promote the business just in that city or the whole county that city is in, or that county and maybe surrounding counties as well?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's going to be all of El Paso County.
Okay.
And then, it includes, like, Clint, San Elisario, and anything, like, surrounding it.
Okay. Let me just double-check here.
Yes, because in El Paso, there's, like, 15 zip codes.
No more than that.
Yeah. Well, El Paso County covers you all the way up to Franklin Mountain State Park. And then all the way south to Tornillo. And then to the west, it almost goes all the way up to Hueco Tank State Park and Historic Site. So it's a pretty large area.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we cover all of that.
Okay. Just that area, or do you want me to add other counties around you?
What counties? Clint, Socorro, they have their own, like, it's a little city, but they're part of El Paso. I think they still have, like, El Paso County.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're right. I'll just leave it as the El Paso County. It does cover all that general area you mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And let's go ahead and continue. I see there is a Google Business profile. Is it you that has access to that? Because it's always linked to an email.
There's a Google Business profile?
Yes, that's the thing that shows up on the map section when you do a search on Google. I'm looking at it right now. You do have one. Was it you that created it, or did someone else make that for you?
That was David who created it.
I try to, I try to do it, but then it's my business, Google business account, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, when I had gotten it, but then, I guess that's when COVID kicked in, and then they, I guess I didn't put the requirements that it was asking me to do, so they, on my end, when I opened it, it said suspended.
Oh, that's strange. Are you sure you have access to the right one? Because if it were suspended, I would not be able to see it online. It would not be visible to anyone. Maybe
yeah,
you used
careful.
A different.
Let me just pull it up real quick. I have it right here.
Okay. I'm gonna send you also what I'm looking at. That way, we can be on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna send it to the phone that Julia is on.
Yes.
That way you can see it. I'm sending it a text message.
Okay. Okay, let me
see. Google business account.
Look, this is what is showing up.
Yes. You manage this business profile.
Mm-hmm.
Only visible to manager.
Take a picture.
And
so you can
your access. Your access has been suspended because this profile doesn't follow guidelines. Edit your business info and learn how to regain access. And then it says Zeus Electrical Contractor, not publicly visible.
Okay. Just
I just have a couple quick questions because it's kind of a strange that I'm able to see it if it's suspended. Did he ever use more than one email? Maybe he created a different email and he created duplicates? Did anything like that happen?
No, it was always the same, that DS.Zeus Electrical.
Oh, okay. So this one is through Zeus Electrical. Is that one through Zeus Electrical Contractor?
Yes, I'm looking at one that says Zeus Electrical Contractor.
And, tried to fix it.
And then the one that David has denied access is under ds.zeuselectric.
Okay, that's a different one.
The
one I'm looking at has a different phone number. It has the number 915-401-9278. Do you remember that number?
Yeah, that one is David's personal number, and, well, he uses it for the business.
Okay. Well, since he seems to have a little bit of a mix-up of where the email that owns this is, what we can do is we can start the reclaiming process and make the email that's on this account the owner of it, the Zeus Electrical Contractor at Gmail. To do this, we're going to send you an email that is titled Action Needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. Give us the documents we need to make you the owner. It's going to ask you to send us pictures of the following. If there's a work vehicle, a picture of that with the license plate, tools and equipment, business license, business registration, business insurance. If you have business cards you give out to your clients, a picture of that. And the location would be the home address. None of this is going to be published online. This is just to verify and claim the Google business profile.
Okay.
And it is going to be Google that determines the verification method. It could be a phone call, email, text message. They may even ask you to film a very short video, like 30 seconds long, showing the things that I listed off in one continuous run. If that doesn't work, we usually set up an appointment with one of the representatives through a video call. Where they're going to ask you to be right next to the work vehicle, tools and equipment, and documents. Usually once you do that, that's enough to finish the process, and the ownership is moved over to the email on this account.
Okay.
Okay. And you should already have received that email in case
I did see it. I found it kind of odd, but now that you're telling me, okay, now I know it's legit. I'm like, why am I going to send all this information out?
I see. Well, yeah, it's because of that. If there wasn't a mix-up with the ownership, it's a bit of a different process, but that's what we use to tell Google that you're the owner.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. This could take a couple of days because Google does take several days just to process anything, really. Along the way, we're going to keep you informed in case anything else is required. Uh-huh. And let's see. Our system is going to make posts automatically for your Google Business profile once we're done reclaiming it and verifying it. Okay. This is included in our service, and it's going to use pictures that you share with us. Is it okay if we activate that service?
Yes.
Ah, okay. And Google Business Profile also offers a free service that allows your clients to send you messages through the profile that we're going to reclaim for you, which is going to be linked to the email that's on the account. Is it okay if we activate that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. By the way, does your business have a Yelp page?
I don't think so, sir.
We did. When we first started, I think we had the yellow pages, I think.
Uh-huh.
We had the yellow page. I'm not sure. We had one in the very, very beginning. But...
So we're not really certain. We're not a very, you know, techie type of people, so we really don't.
Okay, no problem. I did find one here, but it seems that you don't have access to it. But what we can do is another phone number for the business. That allows us the ability to create a new Yelp page for you at no extra cost. Do you want us to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, perfect. One second. And I see you're also signed up for Facebook ads. Does the business have a Facebook business page?
You know what? We tried to create one, but it did not allow us. Like, it told us that we couldn't create, like, a business type of thing. So, again, we're not very, you know, with that type of stuff, we don't know how to do stuff like that. So if you guys can create one for us, that'd be great.
Okay, I can actually walk you through the steps to make a basic shell. That way you're the owner of the page we're going to optimize for you. All we're going to ask you to do is just make the name and the category. Everything else, we take care of that.
Okay.
Do you have a personal account that you use?
Yes, I do. I have a Facebook.
And are you using a phone or a computer to do this?
On my phone.
Okay, go ahead and open the app. Is your phone an iPhone or an Android?
It's an iPhone.
Okay. Once you open the app, on the bottom right-hand corner, you're going to see an icon for the menu. Go ahead and tap on that one time.
Okay.
Okay. Once you do that, it's going to take you to the menu page. A little bit down, you should see an option that says Pages. It'll be a flag that's red. If you don't see that, it should give you the option to see more, or it might be in Spanish, Ver más. Either one, tap on that, and then you're going to be able to see an option that says Pages. It looks like a red flag.
Like a little red flag.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that?
No. It says, so I did the little menu, and then it sent me to, like, friends, memories, saved, groups, video, marketplace, feed, dating, help support.
You're in a menu at the very top, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Let me double check on that. One second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it should have your name at the top, right? Right below
menu? It says, of course, on the top it says Facebook, and then I can see my face right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the messenger, and then the little picture icon, and then what's on your mind.
And then below that, do you have, like, boxes with, like, different options? It says things like groups, marketplace, feeds, events, things like that.
Do you want me to create a new profile?
Yes, create a new profile.
Okay, create a new profile, okay.
And then it's going to ask you probably to get started.
Uh-huh. And then it says new profile or page, and then it says personal profile. Public page, okay.
And then it's going to ask you to enter the name, is that correct?
it says public page, and then it says next.
Yeah, go ahead, click on next.
Create a page to engage new customers and fans. Get started.
Get started, yes.
Okay, what's the name of your page?
Okay, that's where you have to enter, like how I have it, Zeus Electrical Contractor, with capital letters at the beginning of each word.
Okay, Zeus Electrical Contractor. Okay.
And then where it says category, you're going to enter either electrician. If you're able, if you try type electrician, it should show up. If that doesn't come up, just put home improvement, and we'll take care of that later. It should give you an option when you start typing.
Yes, electrician, okay.
And then the last thing you need to do is just press create.
Okay.
Once you press create, it'll tell you to do further steps, but you don't need to do that. You can go ahead and just go back to the main menu.
Okay.
Okay, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you an email and also a text message asking you to grant us that page you created. That way we can finish the rest of the process for you. The email is going to be titled, Grant Us Access to Your Business Page to Get Your Ads Running. You also may receive a text message. I sent it now. Let me know if you get anything. It'll be sent to the email on this account.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. I have a quick question for you.
Ah, my name is Albert. What's the question?
Okay, so Albert, when you look us up, let's say you type in Zeus Electrical Contractor, there's a picture of a mattress. Can you please take that off?
yes, on the Google Business Profile, you mean?
Yes, whatever it is that I take off that picture, please. I don't know how that ended up there. It's our neighbors.
They were throwing,
I guess, away their trash, and they were, you know, how the trash can pick up stuff like that. And you put it right there, and somehow that is what comes out on our profile.
Ah, definitely. Once we have access, when we reclaim it, we're going to be able to change the pictures on there.
Good. Okay, so did you receive
a text message or email?
Okay, I got an email right now where it says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running.
Correct. When you open that, the second sentence is going to have a little link where it says click here. It's in blue. You just tap on that.
Yes.
It's going to ask you to connect to Facebook. That's the first step. It might ask you to log into your Facebook if you're not logged in.
My other phone. Because the business phone doesn't have my access to my phone. Okay, let me just do it for my... Okay. Connect to Facebook, okay.
All right, then it's probably going to...
It's asking for my password.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and do that, and... Once you're done with that, it'll just ask you to continue as your personal account. That's normal.
Uh-huh.
Let me know once you get to that step.
Okay.
Okay. Once you continue as your account, the last step of the process is going to ask you to choose a page. That's where you're going to select the page that you just created. It'll have the business name there.
Yes.
And then the last step is just to grant access. It'll process for a bit and then let you know it's done.
Yes.
Ah, thank you. That's all you need to do. You're going to be the owner of the page from now on, since it's always linked to a personal account. We're going to go ahead and just have access to that page and fill it out for you.
Okay, great.
Perfect. 1 second. All right. Now, let's continue. When people click on your Facebook ads, they can contact you in one of the following three ways. Let me know which one you prefer. It could either be a regular phone call or a Facebook message, which you need to have Facebook Messenger app installed on your phone for that to work. And the last option is your clients fill out a very short Facebook form that gathers your client's contact information, which is sent to the email on the account and the phone number on this account as well. Which one do you prefer?
I guess the best one would be like a phone call.
Ah, perfect. We'll go ahead and do that. And if we need to contact you here from Local Splash from Monday, what's the best time we can contact you?
I guess after 9 a.m.
After 9, okay.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And you said your company does have a logo, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email. That email is where you can share things like your logo and also examples of your work, which are going to be used for the website and the Google Business Profile and the Facebook page. You can send us up to 20 pictures of your work at a time by replying to that email.
Okay.
As I mentioned, you can also include your logo along with the pictures you send us. And I would read through the email first, because it does come with recommendations regarding the picture quality. That way, just for that purpose. In the meantime, we use high-quality stock photos related to your type of work. If you see any picture that we use that you don't like, please let us know and we can change the image right away.
Okay.
Perfect. And also, the pictures that we use are copyright-protected. If anyone contacts you about copyright issues, please let us know before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, the next email you're going to get after that is going to be the phone number that we generated for your company. When you see that number, I recommend you save it on the contacts on your phone. That way you're aware of incoming client calls. And if there's any issues with the phone number, please let us know. That way we can keep that consistent on all directories.
Okay, so right. I just got an email.
It should be the one that I sent about the pictures.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. You don't have to work on that now. You can gather those pictures and send them once you're ready.
Okay.
After that, the next email you're going to get is going to be the login credentials for the client dashboard. That shows you the company's online performance and clicks you get. It also shows you the words people use to find your business, which is because you can add those to your keywords. That way it pushes your business at a higher ranking on the Google search results. You're also going to be able to see leads, which are the clients who are trying to contact you for your work. You can manage your reviews, make posts, edit posts, or see the posts that the system is going to make for you automatically. And you're also going to be able to upload pictures and edit the website from there as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as far as the time frame, it takes us about 7 to 14 days to publish all the business information and content we created to all the directories. During that time, you're going to get notifications letting you know the things that have been completed.
Okay.
And we're also going to optimize the Google Business Profile once we reclaim it and verify it. That's what the email I mentioned was about, the one that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So I would work on that first, because that does take longer for Google to process any requests.
Okay.
Now, you should see the maximum results within the first 30 to 45 days. And during that time, you can have access to the dashboard to view listings or update or create your own content.
Okay. And then the dashboard, are you going to give me the username and password?
Oh, yes, I can send that to you now. Just keep in mind, if you go there at this moment, we haven't published anything, so there's not going to be much information on there. But
okay.
I'll send that to you now. It's going to be in an email titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we finish the appointment, I do need to set up a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now, which is a review of how the account has been doing. It's like a 15, 20-minute call. Can we call you on June 7 at the same time I called you today?
Yes, sir.
Ah, perfect. One second. Perfect. And we're going to send you a reminder through email and Google Calendar before we call you that day.
Andele, pues. Thank you very much, Albert.
No problem. Well, with that actually, do you have any other questions for me?
Do you have any? Not me. Let me. You.
No. Just as soon as how soon can we get that barcode? And how do we do that?
The QR code.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday we had asked. I think his name was John. Yes, John. We went to this like furniture store, and the furniture store had like QR codes where we can actually like show the customer a QR code so that it prompts like their services, how they performed. Can we get that as well? I think it was a Google thing that she said.
Ah, okay. Like a QR code that leads to your Google business profile. That way they can leave you reviews?
Yes.
So that you can put it like on a business card, that little QR, and then they can just go with their phone, scan it, and then
yeah.
Review whether it's good or bad.
Definitely. I'm going to leave a note here that you want something like that generated. We first got to reclaim it, verify it, and make you the owner, and we're going to go ahead and generate one of those for you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Perfect. I just wanted to let you know at the bottom of all our emails is our contact information. We're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday to Friday. And please make sure to review your emails and text messages because we do contact you regularly.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much, Albert.
No problem. Well, thank you again for your time. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.